615 people count on the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County for more than just energy. They also rely on its paychecks. A loss of those jobs could be disastrous for Oswego County, whose unemployment rate is among the highest in the state. Now, as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, private and public groups in Oswego County are stepping in to help the plant's displaced workers.
Sean Doyle has worked as a security guard at the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant for nearly 30 years. Entergy announced in November that it will begin shutting down the facility by early 2017. Doyle says some workers have already been told when they will be laid off.
It's a tough situation out there. I've been there 28 years. A lot of good people that have just started in the past few years are looking at being done next year. Some of us will stay on a little bit longer. It's absolutely sad, and it's economically devastating for the area.
Doyle says even if Entergy did offer him a job at another plant, he wouldn't take it.
My family's been here 200 years, and I'm 50 years old.
Many other longtime plant employees are in a similar situation as Doyle. Others, too, will be reintroduced to the job market for the first time in years. That's where SUNY Oswego hopes to step in.
We want people to understand we're here, as we have always been, and we will be ramping up some of our services.
SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley is leading an effort from the college to help provide jobs and skill sets for the plant's displaced workers. They plan to offer workshops, degrees, and certificate programs to help them compete more successfully in the market.
Help people get back into the workforce in a different way. To take a look at what the training levels are that need to be rethought so that they match up with the skills of these workers coming into the economy.
Meanwhile, aluminum manufacturer Novelis just announced an $80,000 investment it's making in Cayuga Community College for the creation of an advanced manufacturing institute. Novelis says the program will train students in manufacturing skills needed at plants like Novelis. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.